asked Ross how, where he learned his bad words, and he said, they danced around in my head and I learned them. And I said, oh yeah, and he said, yeah, sure I did. I told Ross to go to bed, and he doesn't want to go to bed. He said, so he said, we'll have a bad dream. And I said, no, you won't. And he said, yes, we will. I'll have a bad dream. That's fun. Yeah. But he's a bad man. You never hurt any more boys? Okay, next Saturday you can watch him. Day after Christmas. You can watch Thundar, okay? No more hitting, right?
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, go to bed,
Mark. Have a good Santa
Claus. What? Have a good Santa Claus. Oh, Mary said, good night, Ross. And Ross said, uh-uh, I haven't finished. It means he hasn't finished his cereal. So you can't say good night to me. That's an uh-uh, rejecting a goodbye. Good night.
Mark, I think.
Marty, Ross said that. You can throw him away. Throw him away. Rossi said that Marty says Marty always wants something when it's exciting. What did you say, Ross?
Exciting.
And then he said one more want and that's the last want.
One more want and one more want and that and no more want. And no more wants.
And no more wants. What does it mean?
It means that you don't have no more wants.
Huh? What is a want?
Oh, it means that you want something.
Uh-huh. And what about a need? What is a need?
Need is what you need to fix a blanket.
You think? Need is when you need something. We're not creeps, we're two little boys. Russ said that you're a boy. I said, we got three little boys, two little boys and a daddy. And he said, you're a little boy, daddy. And Russ said, three little boys. And he said, you're a little boy. And I said, how do you know I'm a little boy? And he said, you're grandma's little boy. And then you heard this part about how I said, Russ said that there are three little boys. Two little boys and a daddy, and Ross said, no, three little boys. While I was making this recording.
Three red boys.
Hi. Are you a little boy, Mark?
Hi, red boy.
Hi, tape recorder. How you doing? Say hi to the tape recorder, Ross.
Hi, tape recorder,
daddy. You want to say something nice to the tape recorder?
Tape recorder, I like you.
Okay.
I like you,
tape recorder. Would you like to wish the tape recorder Merry Christmas?
I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Very good.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Ross wants me to take him down to see TV. He has about six different arguments. One is that he says, I have no legs, right? I just have hopping legs. The other is, if you do it, I'll get you a present. If you don't do it, I won't get you a present, right? What else?
If you do, I will.
Uh-huh. And then he also said, do what I say. That's another argument. Do what I say.
Do what I say.
And what else did you say? What else did you say?
How
many times do I have to tell you? That's right. And what else did you say?
Last
one. No, he had another one.
My hopping thing.
Zip it up. And I told him, no, I have to watch Mark. And he said, you can bring Mark down. Right?
No.
What?
That one's before.
Yes. That one when Mark says, Mark is on. Come on. Mm-hmm.
That's
right. Come on. That's right. That's one more. Come on.
You can do it.
You can do it. What about Mark?
No.
He can't come? But he wants to stay here. He wants. And I said, Mark, yes, stay here. And he says, but he can take his blanket. And then he got a little quiet for a second. And then he said, but you said you were going to be there in an hour.
I did blanket.
Good, Mark. And Mark, he pulled up a pillow and he said, I did blanket.
A blanket.
Uh-huh.
A blanket.
Okay, get in. In the blanket. Get under it, Marky. Okay.
Your blanket.
Okay. And another one is, let's go downstairs, guys. It's early in the morning. It's not time to sleep. It's time to get up. Still trying to get us up.
You're right.
I'm right, right?
Yeah.
I'm right. It's time to sleep, right? Who's right?
You need the water.
Huh.
It's time to get up.
And I said, no, it's early in the morning. And he said, because when it's early in the morning, you don't sleep, you get up. Is that right?
I'm not telling a lie, Ross. You said you're wrong. You're telling a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Ross said, hey, Mark, you just put your fist in my tooth. You better watch out this time. Also, we were telling Mark, that if he heard other boys, he couldn't watch any more cartoons. And Ross said, tell him why.
Oh, Mark says why.
We told him why, and Mark said why,
and Ross said that's the answer.
That's the answer, right?
No, Mark.
Let me whack it.
Get off my knee.
Ross said it's not me who's the bounty hunter. It's not me. It's the dog, right?
Why do you got two tape recorders?
Because I'm recording words.
Did you hear?
Okay, Ross is going to tell the Empire Strikes Back now.
Okay.
We're
going to
tell the Empire Strikes Back. But everybody has to be quiet. So does everybody be real quiet?
Because it was on the airplane when they were doing it.
You have to sit down, Mark. Grandma, will you hold Mark? Okay. You know how it starts? So you hold the book and we'll help you read. Okay. After the loss of the Death Star, the evil galactic
empire
intensified.
Rebel riot.
Okay, Princess Leia.
When a small band of green bars
saw
out no sacred base of Han Solo.
Okay, from the top.
Of Shaggy Tom, Luke Skywalker, is a babe who wants to know a landscape where a girl who looks like we're safe for now.
Okay, turn the page. Deep
in the frozen cavern in the rebel base, the famous Han von Han Solo. Watch the blip on the radar screen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Chewie. Let's take care of that thing.
Okay. Outside. Han and his Wookiee co-pilot track down the intruder.
As Chewbacca's blasted the droid, Han Solo blasted in a fire and pieces.
Thousand fiery pieces.
Thousand fire them pieces.
Okay.
But before being destroyed, the probe
transmitted a
transmission of command of meal for Darth Vader.
The commander of the Imperial fleet, yeah.
Darth Vader.
Set a course for Hoth. The rebels are there.
Skywalker rebels.
Okay. Suspecting danger, the rebels began evacuating their base. Princess Leia's.
Princess Leia's voice rang through the ice holes.
Air and ground.
And ground to your battle stations.
Okay. Turn. Okay. As the rebels. For enemy attack. Okay.
The ground.
The ground began. To tremble violently. Okay, inside the base.
Ice
walls shattered.
Shattered and flew toppled to the ground.
Right.
One race left side. Don't know what thing to say, Princess. It's shaking the place apart.
Right. Taking the place apart.
Huge Star Wars like war machines stopped the ramp above the snowy ground.
Mm-hmm. Deadly cannons.
Deadly cannons.
Roared.
Roared.
As they marched towards
the base.
Crushing
everything in the, that they can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Luke led a squadron of snow.
The snow beavers.
Against the machines.
Against the machines.
It's no use.
It's no use. The armor are too strong for our blasters. We've got to hold on to get everybody out of the base.
Right. Okay. See what they look like? See, they're horrible. No, they're big machines. They're dinosaur-like machines. Mm-mm. They're worse than bounty hunters. As the last wave
left turn, Princess left. Turn quickly to home. Well,
I guess this is goodbye.
I've got to get to my craft now.
Suddenly,
a wall crashed down, blocking her escape through.
Han tugged Leia.
Han tugged Leia toward the main falcon.
It looks like
you're stuck with me, Your Highness.
The golden droid
leaving Darth Vader.
Said, surely you wouldn't.
Surely you wouldn't.
Think of leaving me behind. Okay, I forgot that part. Okay. Darth Vader.
Tried to
start
the Falcon vengeance.
Would it help
if I got out and push past the
snapped Leia.
Snapped Leia.
This baby's
this baby's got still got more surprises. Okay, Chewie, watch it.
Okay, the falcon roared.
Oh, the hangar, leaving the hangar
empty-handed.
Empty-handed.
Okay, turn it
I want that ship.
I want that ship. Okay, said Darth Vader, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, before I say that. Okay, C-3PO sighed
happily.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness for flying. Don't get too comfortable
mm-hmm.
about that horn. We've got some tigers on our tail.
And they're gaining.
Hot shot.
Well, if I can't outrace them,
I'm just half the
outfly them. Okay.
I'll fly them.
Okay. We're missing a few parts here. Okay. Han steers straight.
And then this awkward deal.
Mm-hmm.
And still
for control. The falcon.
Dodge left and right.
Just scraping. Past the speeding rocks. Unable to follow.
Of course.
The pursuers.
The storm smashed into the
asteroids.
Asteroid town.
Now let's find.
If they pull it.
His. His terrible passengers, his terrified passengers, agreed wholeheartedly. And then they go, roar, the Chewbacca goes, roar, that was that part. Okay, here we go. Back on Hoth.
Luke, what a lesson fighter.
And greeted his droid.
Robot R2D2. Okay, R2. All ships are away. Now, let's get out of here.
Has Luke punched?
into the computer. He heard a cushioning chirp.
That's right.
We're not going to the We're going to Dagobah. I'm going to try to be a Jedi, like my father.
Okay, turn. Darth Vader sat alone in his meditation chamber.
Before the Destroyer adventure. When urgent this morning.
Message. From the Empire. Marky, you're being bad. Come on, Marky. Sit down. Okay. There is a grave disturbance.
To be a Jedi, he'll be a terrible friend to us.
Terrible friend to us. He's supposed to be a threat.
And he will join us for my master.
Get worse and worse. Okay, here we go. Next, this page. No, I would be. Go ahead. Darth Vader knew he could
catch Luke. And if he used a light bait. Bait.
Uh-huh.
On a Leia.
Uh-huh.
From all of the galaxy, Vader saw some bounty hunters. I'm offering the Jedi War to find silver.
And the princess.
And the princess.
After I have Skywalker.
Skywalker, you myself have silver.
Uh-huh. I'm told he has a hand.
I have a price on his head. This could be a very purple thing for you. Gentlemen.
Very profitable adventure, yes. Okay. Luke's fighter landed
on Mrs. Planet of Dagobah.
Ben Kenobi
said I knew that the Jedi Master here, but this place gives me the creeps. I feel like you feel like black wheel.
Little guy comes out and says, "You feel like what?" Quack, quack, quack. Yeah, go ahead. Luke drew his blaster. Just finish this part, Rod. Luke drew his blaster.
The world around the same ancient little creature emerging from a fog.
Okay.
Beep.
Mm-hmm. This side. Okay. The creature pointed.
The Luke's blaster. Why put your weapon? You're not learning the force from that. So, you become Jedi like your father. But how do you know about the Force? Who are my father? Right here. You. You're Yoda. I was expecting someone larger. Tell me not.
Judge me.
Judge me.
Not. Judge me not by size.
Of line the Force.
My ally is the Force.
Force.
Okay, turn. Good. Had enough? You want to take a pause, Ross? You want to take a pause?